It seems like everywhere you turn these days, someone is talking about aliens.
It's true.
Like we're on the verge of finally making contact.
Right.
We have all these incredible telescopes scanning the skies.
Right.
Scientists are analyzing strange signals. And there's this feeling that we're getting closer than ever to answering that age-old question.
Yeah.
Are we alone in the universe?
Absolutely. And it's a question that's captivated humans for centuries.
But what if, in all this excitement over finding life out there,
Yeah.
we're overlooking something truly remarkable right here at home?
Oh, I like where you're going with
It's
it.
like we're so focused on the distant horizon that we're missing something extraordinary right under our
That's
noses.
a great point.
So that's exactly what we're diving into today. Ted Chiang's brilliant story, The Great Silence.
Chiang, always a mind bender.
This story tackles this question of intelligence and connection in a completely unique way,
Oh, how
by
so.
giving voice to a creature we often take for granted.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Who's speaking?
A Puerto Rican
A
parrot.
parrot. Wow, that's unexpected.
Right. And this parrot's perspective really flips the script on our assumptions about intelligence and the search for extraterrestrial life.
Okay, so how does the story start?
With a simple but heartbreaking question.
What's the question?
Aren't we exactly what humans are looking for?
Wow, that's powerful. Here's this creature living alongside us, capable of complex communication.
Right.
But we hardly ever consider it in the same league as the alien intelligence we're so desperate to find.
It's like we have this built-in bias, this anthropocentrism, that makes it difficult to recognize intelligence that doesn't look or act exactly like us.
It's true. We tend to project our own limited understanding of intelligence onto the universe.
Which brings us to the Fermi paradox, right?
Ah, yes. The big question. If the universe is so vast and has existed for so long, why haven't we encountered any other intelligent civilizations yet?
Exactly. And Chiang actually refers to it as the great silence in the story.
Oh, I like that. The great silence. It adds this layer of mystery, even a touch of unease.
Is the universe truly silent, or are we just not tuned in to the right frequencies?
Right, exactly. Maybe the signals are all around us, but we just don't recognize them.
It really makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. It challenges our assumptions about what we're looking for and how we're looking for it.
So, what are some of the explanations for this great silence that people have come up with?
Well, there's the idea that maybe civilizations tend to destroy themselves before they reach a point where they can communicate across interstellar distances.
So, like a self-destruct button built into technological advancement?
Exactly. Or maybe interstellar travel is just impossible on a practical level, even for super advanced civilizations.
The distances are just too vast.
Exactly. The energy requirements, the time it would take, it might just be insurmountable.
Okay, so those are some pretty bleak possibilities.
They are. And then there's an even more unsettling idea that maybe advanced civilizations choose to remain silent.
Choose to remain silent. Why would they do that?
For their own safety. It's this idea called the Great Filter. That there might be some barrier, some catastrophic event, or a self-imposed silence that prevents most civilizations from reaching a certain level of technological advancement.
Like a cosmic version of survival of the fittest.
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
The idea is that if a civilization becomes too visible, too noisy in the cosmic sense, it might attract unwanted attention.
And that attention could be dangerous.
Exactly. So maybe the safest course of action for a truly advanced civilization is to stay quiet. To blend in with the cosmic background noise.
So the parrot in Chang's story facing extinction because of us humans, it makes you wonder.
Go on.
If maybe silence is a survival tactic, a way to avoid becoming a target.
That's a chilling thought, but it makes you wonder, doesn't it? If we humans, with our relatively short history, are already capable of causing so much destruction.
What might a truly advanced civilization be capable of?
And what does that mean for our search for extraterrestrial intelligence?
Right, like, are we better off not being found?
It raises a whole host of ethical questions about our place in the universe and the potential consequences of contact.
It's a lot to consider.
It is, but it also brings us back to this idea of recognizing intelligence beyond our human-centric perspective.
Okay, so how does the story address that?
Well, Chiang uses the example of Alex, the famous African gray parrot, to challenge our preconceived notions about animal intelligence.
Ah, Alex, I remember reading about him. His ability to understand abstract concepts, to communicate, even to express emotions, was astounding.
It was. He really pushed the boundaries of what we thought animals were capable of.
He could count, identify objects, even understand the concept of zero.
Exactly. And his case was a turning point in our understanding of animal cognition.
It forces us to ask, what other forms of intelligence might we be missing simply because they don't fit our narrow definition?
And if we struggle to recognize intelligence in a creature we can study up close in a lab setting,
how are we ever going to recognize it across light years?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think that's one of the most powerful takeaways from The Great Silence. It's not just about finding aliens.
It's about expanding our understanding of what intelligence means in all its diverse forms.
And maybe recognizing that intelligence might be much closer than we think.
Maybe even sharing our planet with us.
Exactly. So Chiang focuses on this concept of vocal learners in the story.
Vocal learners.
As a potential point of connection between parrots and humans.
Okay, I'm listening.
Both parrots and humans have this remarkable ability.
What ability?
To consciously shape sounds, to communicate ideas, to express emotions.
Right. It's like we're both using this incredibly complex system of vocalization to make sense of the world around us.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder,
what
could this be a common thread among intelligent beings throughout the universe?
Like a universal language?
Maybe. Like, imagine if somewhere out there, another species is using vocal learning to build their own cultures, their own societies.
It's a tantalizing thought. But it also raises a question.
What question?
If vocal learning is this key to intelligence, this potential bridge between species,
yeah,
why are we having so much trouble recognizing it right here on Earth with creatures like parrots?
It's a good question. And it suggests that maybe we need to rethink our approach to the search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
Maybe we're so focused on finding signals that fit our narrow definition of what communication should look like.
That we're missing something truly extraordinary.
Exactly. The universe might be teeming with communication, with intelligence, with life.
But are we listening in the right way?
That's a question we'll explore further when we come back. It's a real head trip, right? Thinking about how we might need to broaden our definition of intelligence.
Yeah, totally. Like, are we limiting ourselves by assuming that intelligence has to look a certain way or act a certain way?
Exactly. And it makes that parrot's plea to be good even more powerful, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Here's this creature facing the very real threat of extinction because of us.
Right.
And yet it's still urging us toward kindness and understanding.
It's a profound message, especially when you consider the context.
Like, we get so caught up in the excitement of searching for alien life, imagining these grand encounters in the cosmos.
Yeah.
But The Great Silence really brings us back down to Earth,
mm-hmm.
reminding us of the responsibility we have to the life that already exists alongside us.
Absolutely. And it makes you wonder, doesn't it?
About what?
If we can't even manage to coexist peacefully with the intelligent life we know exists on our own planet,
yeah,
what hope do we have of forming meaningful connections with extraterrestrial civilizations?
It's almost like we need to pass some kind of cosmic test, you know?
A test.
Like, prove that we're capable of respecting and understanding life in all its forms.
Okay.
Before we're ready to join the galactic community or whatever.
That's an interesting way to think about it. Like, intelligence on a cosmic scale isn't just about technological advancement.
Right.
What if it also involves a certain level of ethical development?
Ooh, I like that. Like a recognition of our interconnectedness with all life. So maybe the parrot's message of be good isn't just some sentimental plea.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a fundamental truth about the nature of intelligence itself.
You're saying that true intelligence is inherently compassionate.
Maybe. Like inherently aware of its impact on the world around it.
It definitely makes you rethink our approach to the search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
How so?
Are we looking for signs of technological advancement?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we searching for signs of wisdom, signs of ethical responsibility?
Whoa, that's deep. So if we were to receive a message from an alien civilization, what kind of message would we want it to be?
That's a great question. It's something that's been debated by scientists and philosophers for years.
Like, what kind of message would actually resonate with humanity?
Right. What words of wisdom or caution could an advanced civilization offer us?
Man, if I could choose, I'd want a message that acknowledged our flaws.
Okay.
Our capacity for destruction, but also our potential for growth and change.
A message that recognized both our vulnerability and our resilience.
Exactly. Like our ability to learn from our mistakes and strive for something better.
That's a beautiful sentiment.
Yeah.
And it actually aligns with the story's underlying message of hope, don't you think?
Oh, totally. Like, despite the bleakness of the situation the parrot faces,
right,
there's this glimmer of optimism in its final words.
Like, it's saying that even though we humans have messed up,
yeah,
we still have the capacity to change course, to be good.
Maybe that's the true measure of intelligence, you know?
Tell me more.
Not just the ability to understand the universe,
mm-hmm.
but the wisdom to care for it, to protect it, to nurture the life it sustains.
I love that. And you know what else is interesting about this story?
What?
The way Chiang weaves together these scientific concepts
okay.
with ancient myths and spiritual ideas.
Ooh, give me an example.
Well, the parrot describes the Arecibo telescope as both an ear and a mouth.
Right. This magnificent instrument designed to listen to the cosmos.
And by describing it that way, he's highlighting our desire to both listen and speak across the vastness of space.
It's like we're trying to start a conversation with the universe.
Exactly. And then there's that connection he draws between the cosmic microwave background.
It's just what?
The faint echo of the Big Bang.
Oh, wow.
That Arecibo can detect.
Mm.
And the Hindu concept of Om.
Mm.
The primordial sound of creation.
So he's connecting the Big Bang to this ancient spiritual idea.
Exactly.
Mm.
It's as if the telescope, in listening to the universe,
yeah.
is also tuning in to the very heartbeat of existence.
That's incredible.
It's this beautiful blending of science and spirituality
mm.
that adds this whole other layer of depth to the story.
It suggests that our quest to understand the universe isn't just a scientific pursuit.
Right.
It's also a spiritual one.
A search for meaning and connection that goes beyond the physical world.
So it's like science and spirituality
yeah.
are two sides of the same coin.
I like that. Both trying to answer those big questions.
Where do we come from?
Where are we going?
What's our place in all of this?
And maybe the parrot, with its simple but profound message,
yeah.
is offering us a clue.
Clue?
To what?
A way to bridge the gap between these two realms, these ways of looking at the world.
So you're saying that the key to unlocking the secrets of the universe might not just be about our intellect.
Right. Maybe it's also about our capacity for compassion, for empathy, for recognizing the interconnectedness of everything.
Okay, so let's imagine for a second that we were putting together a mixtape to send out into space a collection of sounds and music to represent humanity to the universe.
Oh, that's a fun thought experiment. What would we include?
What would capture our essence?
Right. Our struggles, our aspirations, all of it.
We'd need something that speaks to our scientific curiosity, our yearning to explore the unknown.
Definitely.
Like maybe some Bach to represent our intellectual side.
I love that idea.
And then some pulsating electronic music to capture our technological drive.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm. But we'd also need something to convey our emotional depth.
Oh, for sure.
Our capacity for love and connection.
Totally. So what, like some soulful blues?
Yes. And maybe some soaring opera, some heartfelt folk music.
We'd want to showcase the full range of human expression.
Absolutely. And of course, we couldn't forget the sounds of nature.
Oh, that's important.
The rustling of leaves, the crashing of waves, the songs of birds.
Like a reminder that we're part of this planet.
Exactly. Not separate from it.
A symphony of life, a tapestry of sound.
Beautiful. Reflecting the beauty and complexity of our world and our place within it.
It really makes you wonder, if we were to receive a message back from the cosmos,
yeah,
what would it sound like? Would it be like a symphony, like the one we were just talking about?
Maybe, or maybe it would be something totally different, something beyond anything we can imagine.
Like something we wouldn't even recognize as a message.
Right, like what if their communication is based on principles we haven't even discovered yet?
It's kind of a mind-blowing thought, right?
It is. It really highlights how much we tend to project our own limited understanding onto the universe.
We assume that any message from an alien civilization would have to be something we could understand.
Right, as if they'd be sending us a cosmic postcard or something.
But what if their way of communicating is so different, so advanced, that it just goes right over our heads?
It's a real possibility. And it's a challenge, too, because it means that searching for extraterrestrial intelligence isn't just about building bigger telescopes or more sensitive listening devices.
So what else does it involve?
It involves expanding our own consciousness, our capacity to perceive and understand the universe in ways we haven't even thought of yet.
So it's not just about looking outward into the vastness of space.
It's also about looking inward.
Into the depths of our own minds.
Exactly. It's about pushing the boundaries of our own understanding, breaking free from those limitations.
So maybe that's part of the message embedded in the Great Silence.
What do you mean?
Maybe the silence itself is a challenge.
A challenge to do what?
To evolve, to grow, to develop our capacity for understanding beyond those limitations.
Wow. I like that interpretation. The silence as a catalyst for our own evolution.
Exactly. So the search for extraterrestrial intelligence becomes this amazing journey.
A journey.
Not just outward into space, but also inward into ourselves.
It becomes a quest for knowledge.
Yeah.
But also a quest for self-discovery.
For expanding our awareness, breaking free from those limited perspectives that we were talking about.
It's like the Great Silence becomes more than just a story about aliens.
What does it become then?
It becomes a story about us, about humanity.
About our place in the universe.
Exactly. And about the meaning of intelligence itself.
That's pretty deep.
It is. And it challenges us to think differently, to consider that the answers we're looking for might not come from the stars.
But from within.
Precisely. Maybe the key to unlocking the secrets of the universe.
Yeah.
Lies in our capacity for compassion, for empathy, for recognizing that interconnectedness of everything.
Man, that's a lot to think about.
It is.
As we wrap up our deep dive into the Great Silence, I'm feeling a sense of wonder.
Me too.
And a renewed appreciation for just how complex this question really is.
Right. Like, will we ever know for sure if we're alone in the universe?
Maybe not. But the search itself is a pretty profound and transformative endeavor.
It really is. It forces us to confront our assumptions, expand our horizons, and grapple with some of the biggest mysteries out there.
And in doing so, it pushes us to become more than we are.
I love that. To evolve, to grow, to reach for something beyond ourselves.
Exactly. And that parrot's final message, you be good, I love you.
Yeah.
It resonates so deeply in this context.
It really does. Like, even in the face of so much uncertainty, even where all of our limitations,
we still have that capacity for kindness, for connection, for love.
Maybe that's the most important message of all.
Maybe it is. Like, the true measure of intelligence isn't just our ability to understand the universe.
It's our willingness to care for it.
To protect it.
To cherish the life it sustains.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Great Silence.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope this conversation has sparked your curiosity, challenged your assumptions, and given you something to ponder.
We'll see you next time.
Until then, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep listening for those whispers of the universe, both within and beyond.